NewsBiscuit. Real fake news.
Welcome to NewsBiscuit, the UK's original fake news. NewsBiscuit, the real reason you can't afford your heating bill. I'm your host, Renfo, and I'm joined by two people who think woke just means setting your alarm to snooze. Dan Swerett.
Hello.
And Mrs. Renfo.
Hello. Can I just interject and say I don't understand the meaning of woke, so if that's going to be a requirement for this podcast, I actually don't understand. I am not down with kids.
So I thought it was just for people who couldn't spell progressive.
Yes. But it seems to be, I mean, I'm not so worried about where people define themselves as woke. It's more about it's kind of bandied around as an insult, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, anything that people aren't happy with in their lives, it's woke. You don't like the sandwich that's in front of you, it's because it's a woke sandwich.
No, petrol prices are woke.
Yes. My hemorrhoids are woke. You're like, really? I'm not sure they are.
Our children won't empty the dishwasher because they're woke, or we woke to ask them to do it, or is the dishwasher woke? And now I've said woke to me, it doesn't sound like a real word. I'm messing with
my is it spelt like that? That looks weird now.
I should also point out to anyone who's kind of laughing along with us at home, I'm looking at, because you can't see us on Zoom, I'm looking at a lot of lack of diversity in the room right now in this podcast. So the fact we're getting all sneery about woke, I think, you know, says something more about us than it does.
I'm just very confused. I don't know whether I want to be woke or not, because I don't know if it's woke something to aspire to or something to despise. English language has got very confusing. It's all I'm saying.
Well, thank you for your interjection there. That's 10 minutes to the episode. We're not getting back again. Right. Okay. This month, raw sewage is pumped into Britain's rivers instead of our newspapers. Tory leadership contenders Truss and Sunak prove that Boris Johnson was not rock bottom. And the FBI raid Donald Trump to find Obama's birth certificate. So that brings us to our first round news and brief, where our panelists select their favourite headlines. Mrs. Renfo, let's start with you. What have you got?
Government to replace Navy with impregnable ring of sewage around Britain. But yeah, isn't that how it's happened? We have got a ring of raw sewage around our coast.
And yeah, you say it like a bad thing. I mean, it's something to be proud of.
Surely it's keeping the immigrants out.
Yes, but the seagulls in.
Man planning to start sperm bank says, if you build it, they will come. I'd like to do a public round of applause for whoever wrote that. Lamb spotted in driving seat, arrested for being a sheep at the wheel. Woman finally breaks and allows husband an even bigger TV. I mean, this one's... What is it with you men and your big TVs? Is it like, are they penis metaphors? I do get it.
Not really, because my penis doesn't get bigger with age.
My high definition.
Yeah, well, yes. Yeah,
that's the problem.
Yeah, but my desire for a larger TV set, that is a thing. And no TV set ever settles me. It sort of scratches the itch briefly for a few months, and then I just think, we can go bigger.
I think it's more to do with the fact that my eyesight is getting worse at the level my TVs are getting bigger. So it's basically the same picture. But...
I'm just going to throw out, you know, the mention of eye tests and opticians out there. I mean, surely that is, it's like 20 quid to get an eye test, right? Versus like £12 million to buy a TV the size of Renfo would probably actually like to have.
But I've noticed as well that people now do sort of projectors, don't they, for their TV sets. You can project onto a wall, and a lot of people are like projecting onto a big wall in their garden, even the side of the house. It's like their desire for a large TV set is now gone beyond the scale of their actual property, that they're just... What can I project against? The Houses of Parliament, just to watch whatever it is I need to watch.
But Gail Porter was on the side of the Parliament, wasn't she?
Yes, that's
all you. That's all you can get on the side of the Houses of Parliament.
She's
until
a big
Boris
girl.
Leaves.
Forward to the next Houses of Parliament size television appearing in our home. And finally, topical, where we are in the air, 8.4% fewer female A-level students filmed jumping in the air. It's only the pretty ones, because let's be honest, the media very deliberately target only the pretty ones, which is really great for all those other 18-year-olds going through crises of self-confidence, seeing the beautiful, blonde, coiffured A-level students who've all got like straight A's. It's like...
It's like the Midwich cuckoos celebrate their A-level results.
It's the true story. I genuinely, in the run-up to my A-level results, I was a bit worried that the media would turn up at my college, they were unlikely to do that.
But you weren't good looking enough.
Well, obviously I wasn't good looking enough, because I'm really, really clumsy. So I had this vision of being inadvertently headline news by, like, I don't know, like landing on the school cat or something like that. But, you know, again, these girls, and they all seem to be able to jump in high heels as well, which is something I can say as a woman, that's impossible. So may have issues on the subject of
these girls practice all year round. That's all they practice. In fact, they don't do A-levels, that particular group of girls. They just practice the jumping. They're jumping for other people's A-level results. They've just specialised in jumping and nothing else.
I have to pull you up on the women. Only women wear high heels. You're so woke. I think anybody can wear high heels nowadays.
Dan, over to you.
Putin to swap cars with his daughter before every journey.
Now, this will only be contemporary for a brief period of time. This is reference to the fact that there's an ally of Putin, isn't it, his daughter's been killed in a car bomb incident, isn't it?
And he swapped cars beforehand, apparently. So
did he? Daddy did a bad thing.
Killed his own daughter, this might be just Russian disinformation where we are even worried about the words that come out of our face and whether.
Well, talk about the disinformation and the kind of, because initially, kind of the story came out, and then everyone was like, it must be the Ukraine who's done the bombing, and then other people came out and went, no, it's Russia who's doing it to fake it. It's a fake flag or whatever it is. To prove that it was Ukraine all along, and then when someone went, but that's what Ukraine would have always done. And by that point, I'm going, how many twists of this particular thing is there? It could just simply be a father hated his daughter.
Chaos as placard factory workers go on strike. I did like that one. I thought that was very clever.
What would be chaos? What would you do? Would you like write on your body? I don't know why I went straight to that as a...
Is that the only other thing you could write on at home? That's the
only other possible option.
This is why I need to let people know at home that I deny Mrs. Renfro post-it notes. I'm an oppressive husband. I say you have to write on your breasts or nothing.
My Britney Spears cry for help. I'm wearing yellow if you can't see it. Sorry, Dan.
Maybe they'd have to use post-it notes. They'd just be people's passwords and mother's maiden names being held up everywhere.
Yeah, very cryptic.
That's it. What are they protesting against? And why has it got a one and an at symbol in every word?
I think they're protesting about their first pet. I think that's why they're angry.
They're protesting about the ridiculous lengths people have to go to set a new password these days. I mean, it's not just, it is getting worse, right? And obviously security is very important, but oh my God, it's got to have a capital letter, a little letter. An asterisk, a full stop, but not that kind of full stop. It's got to have a number. No, not those numbers. No, you've used that once in the last 327 passwords. Now you need to like find the 12 horcrux and open the gate to the door. It's ridiculous.
Chinese character, an emoji. That's what they should be putting in.
I imagine it's countdown, isn't it? Is it Rachel Riley that does picks out the cards? And that's a difficult job, but she does it. I imagine it's the one nightmare she wakes up with in the middle of the night is people go, I'll have a continent. But now I have a lowercase vowel. And now I'll have a hashtag. And she's scrambling around going, I don't know where these things are. So I've spelt an eight-letter word. I spell ixafigajiggle.
That's it.
With an umlaut.
Cost of living crisis to be solved by clapping for the poor every Thursday.
But surely, if we clap hard enough, we'll create enough kinetic energy to lower our heating bills.
We'll be out doing like the hokey cokey, won't we? That'll be the next great thing. Is like, you know, on every Thursday night, everybody's going to do the hokey cokey to keep warm, and it'll look like. And then the press will do it like, oh, everybody's having street parties because they feel so united in Britain. No, we're just running around trying to keep our core temperature above.
UN officials expected to return from Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant with glowing report.
We laugh at it now, but when it's the next novel...
I know we'll be... Undead condemn bag for life discrimination.
don't get me started on bags for life. I am getting to the point now where I actually look like I've got some kind of hoarding problem, because I know the bag for life is you buy it and then you bring it home and then you take it with you the next time. But basically my bags for life, and it is definitely plural bags for life, I'm like building like a third wall. You're like,
same here.
Yeah, you treat it more like a puppy is for life, not for Christmas, isn't it? So you keep the thing rather than use it.
Yeah, and then I just bring more bags like to my little bag for life farm, where in like a little nest together. And I don't, that's the idea of the bag for life.
See, I've got around it now. I've just unpack the car from the car, leave the bags in the car. So it takes me like three hours to unpack.
What, each individual item. And you don't even have a drive.
No.
Two blocks
Yeah. It's like I live on the fourth floor.
Oh, there's Dan again carrying his butter. What does he do that?
Why does he keep going backwards and forwards? It's clear what he's making tonight. It's spaghetti and meatballs.
I love my pack on the open street because pound for pound, that is probably worth more than any street drugs right now. So you will get mugged if you.
Our next round is True Biscuit, where our panel has to guess which is a real headline and which is a fake one.
West Coast Main Line to provide replacement bus service until 2026.
Is this, so they're proposing that part of their service, which should be a train, isn't running and a coach is going to replace it, and that's going to be the permanent solution until 2026.
Well, you say permanent, they say till 2026. But yeah, I mean, I think it's linked back to obviously the strikes.
At what point though, over, because we're talking what, 4 years, at what point during a 4-year process of just running coaches do you admit to yourself that you're a coach company and not a train company?
Is this like, is Jaffa Cakes, are they biscuits or are they cakes? Because the VAT's different,
Dan,
or something.
What, and why would you put that out? I mean, goodness me. The controversy, of course, they're blatantly a biscuit, right?
No, I think it's more like then when you go into a restaurant and your waiter comes by and they explain to you that they're an actor. And you say, well, how often do you act? They go, well, I was in something 4 years ago. And you go, no. You're a waiter who once upon a time acted. You're not an actor.
I mean, I quite like a replacement bus service because sometimes you get, if you're really lucky, you get the double-decker buses and you can sit up the top and pretend that you're driving.
Oh, yeah. Who double-deckers and up top is the best thing ever, except when you come to a low bridge and then it's a sad thing.
slightly fear for your life. But yeah, so they're, that's the plan. So they are literally going to, until 2026, they will just be running a bus. And I mean, I don't know. I mean, but I'm not an expert in railway repairs, but how long does it take to get leaves off the line? I mean, surely, you know.
That's not why people are striking, you idiot.
No, I know.
People aren't striking because of autumn. What?
Every year we get this 3-month strike. No one knows what it is.
And is this also an example of like trickle-down economics, which obviously isn't a thing, but everyone claimed it was. So the trains aren't running, so they borrowed the coaches. So that means there's going to be a shortage of coaches. So yep. The bus companies then subcontracting to people's cars, and that you're having to lift every people around. And then people who would normally be driving in their car, are they relying on the back of going onto someone's tandem? And are those then people sort of then being carried physically by someone who would be walking for themselves? But that, yeah, you know, is that how it works? Does everyone just shuffle one seat along like the Mad Hatter's Tea Party?
What would that be called? The rail replacement bus bike or something like that.
Yeah, I think you've got a good business idea there.
But by the time you got to the end of that announcement, people have just gone home. They go, it's not worth it.
Yeah, why is he saying replacement 26 times?
I'll just walk. I'll step home. It's just easier.
And they'll charge you for walking. That'll be the last step. That's capitalism. Charge you for walking back to you.
And because we've only got Dan, your vote carries a huge amount of weight. It's like you're a member of the Conservative Party voting on the next leadership election. Your vote outweighs 1,000 other normal people. Dan, is this true or is this false?
Oh, there's no doubt about it. That's true, isn't it?
No doubt. No doubt.
Absolutely no doubt about it.
In Dan's simple mind, he has no shred of doubt ever when he's presented with these things.
With anything about trends, it's true.
It is nonsense. It's a news biscuit story, but I do feel like I need to go and Google because I actually now feel this is genuinely really plausible.
Dan, what's your true biscuit?
Microsoft reveals Janet Jackson had the power to crash laptops.
What, with her bare hands? Because or is this with an exposed nipple and she just punches through the monitor with her razor sharp, whatever it is? She has the power to crash
laptops. No, think more vocal.
Because her voice is so like, goes to such high thing. Well, because you can't have her wine glasses, can you? There is a part of the female register as a singer. This is like my area of expertise. You had trains, Dan, I've got singing, so it's all my strengths. Yeah, so the frequency can cause stuff I mean, I don't know enough about how laptops
work. Yeah, but hold on, that's like a frequency vibration thing. But a laptop, that's quite... What? She's creating enough vibration to shatter aluminium? What?
She can... the pitch of her voice can crash specific brands of hard drive.
What? She's a human virus. Well, I don't understand. I know. I mean, my grasp of physics and engineering is slim at best, but I don't understand the correlation between noise vibration and a hard drive shattering. I mean,
it doesn't shatter. It vibrates, so it causes the hard drive to crash because of the frequency of vibration of the hard drive matches the frequency of vibration of the voice, as in the opera singer's glass.
I just want to say whether this is true or false, Dad, this has blown my mind. Because either it's true, what the fuck, or you've made it up. What the fuck? Either way, this is insane. Like, literally.
Okay, so is she... I'm just trying to visualise this now as best I can. Is she... Have they tested it? Is she in the room with the laptop when it happens? Or is her voice coming through the laptop because we've inadvertently clicked on a video of hers?
Yeah, a video of hers can crash a laptop, and it doesn't have to be the laptop that you're playing the video on. It can be another laptop.
Oh, my God!
And it's only Janet Jackson?
As far as we know, Microsoft revealed this, so it could be a bug in their headline.
What, and they're playing Janet Jackson for it? I mean, that is a bit harsh, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, they could have blamed the contemporary artist. Instead, they've had to go, oh, who do we remember from the late 1980s? Oh, yeah.
Why would it only be Janet Jackson?
And why only laptops? Why not other PCs? Yes. What other household goods? Well, yeah, I don't...
Pop glass, it, like, in your...
I think you're not giving this the credence it deserves. As people who write satirical comment, wouldn't you pick somebody like Janet Jackson as the person of your satire story?
That's how they stress test everything at Microsoft.
Maybe.
Regardless of what the issue is, they go, yeah, right, have we tried it on Janet Jackson?
No, saying,
so it can be anything. It's like, you create the new Word, you know, can we access Word easily? Is it easy to navigate? Let's ask lots of people. No. Let's ask Janet first. If it works on Janet, then
I think you're taking the mic too much now. Ed Sheeran was obviously too expensive. Janet Jackson sort of on the downward slide of her career. And
yeah, well,
money.
That's what I'm thinking. I think she works in quality control.
She's looked at it. She's looked at it and thought, IT is a lucrative career.
Wow, I don't even know what to say. This is brilliant on every level.
Stupid on every level.
I'm going to go with it being true, because if Dan has made this up, this is madness, absolute madness. And the frequency thing, like, resonates both literally and metaphorically. That does happen. So I don't get why it would just be Janet Jackson, but maybe they're like going Janet Jackson and others. So I'm going to say it's true.
If Dan has made this up, I'm going to put 10 quid on the fact Janet Jackson is the last female pop star he's heard of, and he's so out of touch. He's like, oh, what's a really edgy name I can think of?
There's that Swift Taylor woman.
Yes, Swift Taylor. She should have called herself Swift Taylor. That's excellent. She said, Swift Taylor. It sounds like a description of a snooker player. Dad, is this true or is it false?
It is true.
No, it's not. No, it's not, Dad. Shut up.
It is. Do you want me to read a bit of it as well? It's very specific.
You can read a bit. It's not going to make it more true. It's still a bag of lies.
A major computer manufacturer discovered that playing the music video for Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation would crash certain models of laptops.
I just don't know how they stumble across that. Have they done every video known to man and they just got to Janet and
that's it. Yeah. They've done all of YouTube.
Or do they always start with Janet Jackson?
No, they've done it all and they thought, oh, there's one guy going, I've listened to everything on YouTube now. This is the last one. I bet this doesn't work either. And click Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson and it crashed the laptop.
See, I remember Rhythm Nation. I mean, I've quite a good song. I remember from the 80s, but I don't remember it particularly loud or...
Well, that's the frequency, and it's never... That frequency's never been used in any other song.
Best story ever. This has made my entire bank holiday weekend. I mean... We can't follow that, Renfro. You better put that at the end of the podcast. There's literally nothing any of us can say that's going to beat Janet Jackson.
I'll just put that story in a loop, followed by Rhythm Nation at the end.
And then crashes everybody's PC.
Yeah. That's... Everyone would be like, whoa, it's real all along.
You know, it's the end of the night. It's not over till the Jackson woman sings.
Yes, that'd be a great one to finish any club or whatever. Like clear the rooms. Everyone's ears are bleeding and they're all sort of shaking and their teeth have dropped out through the damage that Rhythm Nation has done to them. This is Renfo.
Scientists in the reproductive physiology department at San Diego Zoo have discovered through the use of thermal imaging the reason that pandas have struggled for so long to reproduce. And it's because... I might have to edit this out. Maybe it's a bit inappropriate for this podcast. Pandas have a predilection for how shall I say the wrong hole when it comes to intercourse, and their natural tendencies in the wild. I've learned quite a lot in the last few minutes on pandas. I think it's to do with their physiology and how they, and actually it's quite difficult to find a panda vagina. Phrase I didn't think that I'd end up saying before 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
In the wild.
Oh, so we've been assuming all this time that pandas aren't having sex, but in fact they're having lots of sex.
They're having lots of sex in the wrong hole.
Well, you say wrong hole. I think the pandas...
That's so woke.
Yes. is there a woke hole? It certainly wake you in the morning, I feel.
Oh, you feel.
But... so they're actually having a whale of a time, to little reproductive effect. Did you say there was a department at the zoo that sole responsibility was reproduction?
Yes, yeah.
That's a smutty little department, isn't it?
Physiology. Well, I guess for some of these breeds that are like dying out, I mean, I assume they do similar infrared. I mean, that's a bit creepy, isn't it? Perving on pandas.
Is it worse having a sex video in infrared than just a normal visual medium, like visual spectrum one? Is it pervier or as pervy?
I just like the idea when they were giving out jobs at the zoo. It's like, what do you do? Well, I'll feed the animals. Sally, what are you going to do? Well, I'll just sort of water them and walk them around. Yeah. Brian, what are you going to do? I just want to look at them shag. What? Yeah. Can it not be something else? Can you not do more? Yeah. No, that's it. That's all I'm doing.
Why do I get mucking out and he gets reproduction?
Different kind of mucky. Well, Dan, you're the expert on panda anal sex.
Am I? That's what it says on the website.
Yeah, that's how we're going to pitch you at the start of the episode. We brought in an expert on this area.
On all things panda and Janet Jackson.
It's the only way to stop pandas having anal sex is to get Janet Jackson to sing in the revelation area. And they'll withdraw quite quickly or get more inspired. It's Rhythm Nation, I suppose. Okay, Dan, is this smutty and true, or is Mrs. Renfro a wrong'un for even making up this stuff?
However plausible it sounds, I always picture panda as every panda as basically a middle-aged man who can't be arsed, full stop. So I think it's false because they'd
hold on. If they're all middle-aged men, they're definitely then having anal sex.
But there are middle-aged men who sit on the sofa watching TV, and I don't think they can be arsed doing it is the problem.
I think them being arsed.
Yeah, okay.
Is the problem, Dan.
Little pandas, Dan. Come on now. That's why they're in. Dan, you are correct. It is, in fact, completely made up, as you would have discovered if you'd gone on to read the next paragraph from what is a great piece of writing. Some vets had assumed that pandas have delayed conception until they have a deposit on a house in a nice catchment area, or that they were simply too young to settle down, but it transpires they were just crazy for the dance of the chocolate cha-cha.
Right, okay, Dan, you got a second pile of turgid nonsense.
Okay.
Awful. News awful, as we call it in the trade. To offload at us. What is it, Dan?
British energy companies funding Russian military to maximise profits.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
didn't take as long as I thought it would.
I'll go down any conspiracy rabbit hole, and I'm well into that one. Yes! I mean, I can't think of a funny reply to that. That is deeply plausible.
In a world of arch-capitalism, that's how it works, isn't it? That you're making so much money already. How do we make more money?
Well, it always they say, you know, if you've got a millionaire, you've just got a frustrated billionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, that's why I'm not laughing, because I'm just going, Dan has picked an actual story, and it's completely legit. And also, let's be honest, anything after Janet Jackson was not going to be.
This is post-truth. Or post-JJ, as we're calling it now.
Yeah, so rather than True Biscuit, this is really sort of breaking news. News Biscuit through daring journalism, we are now releasing a story that other newspapers will catch up on. This is like WikiLeaks. Dan is going to end up in prison somewhere for years. And oh, it's going
to
be really sad.
I'm using this to just boost the share price of the shares I've got, basically.
Oh my God. He was the mastermind behind it all. It's like the final episode of Scooby-Doo where Dan pulls off his mask to reveal he's the face of blatant capitalism.
That's not the final episode of Scooby-Doo. The final episode of Scooby-Doo is when Scooby-Doo is too old and we unfortunately have to put him down.
Scrappy-Doo takes him to the glue factory or whatever, yeah. Oh, Scrappy-Doo. Hate Scrappy-Doo. There was someone.
He was a git.
There was someone. I can't remember who it was. Who was it? There was an actor who was asked to do one of the Scooby-Doo live movies, and he refused to do it because Scrappy-Doo was going to be in it. And the actor said he hated Scrappy-Doo so much as a kid he couldn't bear to be in a movie with him. And I thought, genius. I felt that way. I thought Scooby-Doo was a funny show and they brought Scrappy and it just lowered the tone.
Oh, it was clearly trying to get a bigger audience with people who didn't understand Scooby-Doo.
It was like bringing a Chuckle Brother into an episode of The Office. You're going, yeah. It's a different type of comedy. Oh, you've ruined
it. It was effectively moving Scooby-Doo from BBC Two to BBC One, wasn't it? Prime time. And trying to appeal to that audience.
Just selling out.
Yeah.
And that's the nice thing about Newsbiscuit is he's never sold out. We've deliberately kept ourselves niche, an audience of maybe five or six people. And we've got integrity and no discernible income.
Until the Janna Jackson story.
Yeah.
And then it all went tits.
We're going to go, yeah. Well, did you say it all went tits up?
Yes.
It's 100%. I even think I've read this. It's true. It's definitely true.
It's got to be true, isn't it?
Well, I made it up, but I'm sure it was. I'm sure it is true, but I can't find a headline to say that.
You made it up, but you've inadvertently stumbled across a real thing. There's a movie with Mel Gibson called Conspiracy, where he believes in lots of conspiracy theories, and he accidentally hits upon a real one, and they try to assassinate him. Dad, you were getting shot in the head in the next couple of weeks.
They'll walk through that door.
No, Dad, and I will be nobby chopped. The walk between your car and the house with your Lerpak.
Yeah, I was gonna go to Salisbury Cathedral this afternoon as well. Their numbers have dropped.
Have they though, or have they got up? WikiLeaks did a one release where they released the addresses of all the spies in the world, which is brilliant. Not their actual house, but like the little area they live in. And there is a disproportionate number of spies that live in the Salisbury area, and these are. And these are spies for every nation. So it's not like all the British spies living together. It's like the Russian spies, the American spies. They all like a little spy community in Salisbury. So when the poisoning happened there, the police must have gone, we've got a list of like 1,000 potential suspects.
I like that the spies live there. You know, all the footballers live in Cheshire. That one area. All the spies live here. When you come over, you get yourself a house in the same sort of Salisbury area. Spy shop. With like magic pens and stuff.
Yes, you'll notice all the local shops all padded to the.
They're all redacted, all the names of the shops, so you don't know what you're going into.
and they all have a cathedral. That's the one thing we know about spies.
They love a cathedral, don't they?
You can't keep it away from an historic cathedral. Finally, we reach the magic eight ball. Each of our guests is going to give us their predictions for next month's news.
After office, Boris Johnson planning lucrative adultery tour.
Just goes around and visits every wife in the nation. Well, hello, I used to be Prime Minister. Have you got time for some rumpy pumpy?
Maybe a bit of milkman.
Yes.
Yes.
Hansy the milkman. Would you like some extra cream this morning, madam? Yes, I can see that working for him.
Just a milk float with loads of housewives on the back.
All looking confused.
Breaking news, energy price cap turns out to not actually be a cap. It's the biggest lie, energy price cap that isn't a cap. I mean, you can't brand anything else like that. You can't brand.
You could try it with contraception, couldn't you? You could go, oh yeah, this. I'm wearing a cap. Oh, we'll be fine. Well, I say a cap. I mean,
it moves around a lot.
Yes. And that brings us to the end of this episode. And I can reveal this month's winner is the 1970s. As it turns out, nationalized utilities were not a bad idea at all. And I'd like to thank our guests, Dan Swerett.
Bye.
And Mrs. Renfo.
Goodbye.
And I leave you with these headlines. Helter Skelter's costs spiraling.
Oh, God.
Referee scandal blamed on whistleblower. And computers thrown into disarray after 1 and 0 declare themselves as non-binary.
Janet Jackson starts up again.
Well, there's your woke joke at the end of the episode. That is it. I've thrown in a non-binary joke at the end of the episode. And if you're not laughing, it's because you're woke or you're not woke, or it's not because the joke isn't funny.
It's all shades of grey now, isn't it?
Shades of grey just sounds like the preamble that pandas say to one another.
You've been listening to News Biscuit. News Biscuit is not only free for all readers, but we also accept submissions from any budding satirists, young or old. Visit newsbiscuit.com to submit headline stories and to support new writers.
News Biscuit. Real fake news.
Oh, yeah, we've got one more.
I've got one more.
We'll pad this episode really.
Yeah, I was going to say, all right. Okay, ready? Bots rise up and overthrow Twitter management.
Again, it's entirely plausible. In fact, it happened.
Yeah, I don't think Dan understands News Biscuit very well at all. He's just turned up with real stuff.
I just watched News at 10 last night and I thought, you know, read out the subtitles.
Yes. Elon Musk surely is a bot, right? Because there's no way that he is a real person. Even when you look at him, you go, that is not, if you were designing a person, you wouldn't design that, and you wanted it to be plausible, you wouldn't design it to look like
he's not a bot. No. He's a classic Twitter troll. And this great thing is that he's actually trolling Twitter. He's like, I'm going to buy you. Now I'm not. I'm going to buy you. Now I'm not. That is classic troll action. And the trouble is Twitter can't deal with it. Twitter's like, I'm going to complain to management. You are management.